Justin Fluke back with you. We're visiting with Matt Ellis, head coach of the D-West boys. The Mustangs get their sixth win of the year, 6-11, and now 3-7 in the DVL on Friday night at home on a most exciting, thrilling game. Buzzer beater by Mark Ellis on a three guarded top of the key, a 68-66 win over Horton. And coach, had to be thrilling, not only just because it was senior night for your team to get that win and have it such a climatic ending like that, but also just because the team's lost so many close ones, to get a good close win like that had to be really exciting just for you and your whole team on Friday night.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're on the other side of the column this time, and we had another lead a couple times. We had some pretty good leads there, and then we let it get away from us again. But I think Mike had a little bit to do with that too, because his kids were shooting pretty well from the outside. It seemed like every time we tried to make a run, they'd match it with something that brought it close.
Besides Mark's 21, you had 15 from Tristan Spear, Ben Petrick, and Luke Twombly had good nights scoring in double figures as well. You made 9 3-pointers in that contest. Did you feel like overall just the consistency? I mean, you didn't have too much of a letdown. You talk about letting them back in the game a little bit, but did you feel like from start to finish it was one of your most solid games of the season?
I would say better, yeah, and a couple of our Achilles heels once again, the rebounding issue a couple of times, you know, got us in trouble. But I thought even that was better, even with the game against Moorhill, you know, it, once again, just a couple of small areas, and each one of those areas cost us. But overall, it's better. I mean, you know, things are better. They were moving better without the ball. They were more active on defense than I'd seen them, and had their tails down for once and their hands up in a lot of occasions that ordinarily that had been a problem as well.
Speaking of Moorhill, you fell in that game on Tuesday night by 1 point, 55-54, third time you faced them, and certainly the most competitive game. You had the close 8-point loss to KC Christian as well. Had to feel like you were playing a lot better, especially against Moorhill on Tuesday night, but it makes a world of difference, does it, just to walk off the court with a win?
Well, it does. And like I said, you know, I mean, even the next day in practice, you know, yep, the attention span's better. Even Wednesday, attention span was better. And I had told them before we played, you know, on Monday night, that I says, it's not going to be what happened over at Riverside. It just won't be. You know, not because it's home, but just because of the fact that you're going to play better, and you know what? You're going to be mentally ready to play than maybe better than you were the last time.
Speaking of Riverside, Friday, we'll be there to broadcast that game on KNZA, another rematch, and then you get Troy, another rematch next Tuesday. But your final three games here on the road, I'm sure that's one of the concerns for your team, is just being able to be consistent now on the road and keep this momentum rolling into Substate.
Well, yeah, and you know, I try not to make a big deal out of going to other gyms and things like that, because, like I tell them, it's still 50 feet wide and still 90 feet long, or whatever the length is there. But I, you know, the spots that we work on and things that we do in practice, you know what, those same spots are on any other court we play on as well. So, you know, you're right to an extent, but for these guys, you know, I'm a little bit short on excuses anymore.
Well, best of luck on Friday. We look forward to following your team and being there for the Riverside game. Coach, thanks as well for the thrilling finish last Friday night at home.
Well, I'm glad it worked out.
It was a good game. And that's Matt Ellis, head coach of the D-West boys, on the Mustang Locker Room Chats, brought to you by the Hiawatha Community Hospital Family Practice Clinic and Triple L Tire in Highland.